Let me give you a fourfold test to see if you've been crucified with Christ. First, the man who is crucified is facing only one direction. If he hears things behind him, he can't turn around. He has stopped looking back. The true believer looks ahead into the things of the kingdom. The focus of their desire is on the things of God, times with God, reading His Word, sharing with others, etc. Secondly, the man on the cross is not going back. Before a person went to the cross, they said their last goodbyes. If you find yourself going back to the things of this world, you need to make certain that you embrace the cross daily. Each morning, you should deny your flesh and acknowledge Jesus as the Lord of your life. Thirdly, the man on the cross has no further plans of his own. Someone else has made plans for him, and now all of his plans have disappeared. The true disciple has surrendered their plans to God in order to fulfill his plans for their life. And lastly, the man who is crucified is going to die. He wasn't going to be removed from the cross till his life was extinguished. For believers, the way of the cross is not a self-improvement plan, it's a self-replacement plan. Laying down and letting go of all self so the new life of Christ can live through us.